At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The House this weekend passing a foreign aid bill that supports Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The long-stalled foreign aid legislation finally made its way to a vote on Saturday. The House passing a massive $95 billion foreign aid package. Now that the bills have passed in the House, the Senate will begin consideration of this foreign aid package on Tuesday. Allison Kosick, ABC News, New York.
A tragic car crash in Monroe County, Michigan has left two children dead and one person in custody. Police arrested the 66-year-old driver on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. The threat of severe thunderstorms forcing former President Trump to cancel a Saturday night rally in North Carolina. Trump promising he'll be back soon, but sooner than that, he'll be back in a New York City courtroom as opening statements begin in his criminal hush money trial on Monday. This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia University's campus not deterred by the arrest of more than 100 demonstrators on Thursday. ABC's Anthony Carlo is at the Manhattan campus.
Protesters outside Columbia University returned Saturday to lend their support to the students on campus who continue a sit-in with their sleeping bags and books. Layla Saliba says she noticed something in the group ever since police were called in by the university Thursday.
The mass arrests and the suppression of students, I would say that's galvanized us.
Protesters were charged with trespassing for refusing to leave the space in violation of school rules, and suspensions were handed out.
More than 50,000 runners taking part in today's London Marathon. Olympic champion Kenyan runner Peres Jepchirchir won the women's race in a nail-biter between the top four female runners while making a final sprint for the finish line. Breaks a world record. 2 hours, 16 minutes, 16 seconds. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly is a chilly, frosty morning across the region, but it should turn out to be a pretty nice day with high pressure in control, bringing us plenty of sunshine and the winds a bit lighter than yesterday as well. Now, tomorrow the winds will pick up again out of the southwest ahead of the next front coming in from the west. That'll give us some high temperatures back, closer to normal at least, even though some clouds will be rolling in. Pretty good chance of scattered showers developing tomorrow afternoon, lasting into Tuesday morning. Right now, it looks like we could see a good quarter, even half inch of rain in some spots. Temperatures not too bad yet for Tuesday, but some cooler air coming in Tuesday night and Wednesday. But things will dry out as high pressure returns from the northern plains. Gardeners take note, there's a pretty good chance of frost again for Wednesday and Thursday mornings. Some warmer air will spill back into the region toward next weekend, but a large weather system could slide in from the plains, bringing us more rain chances off and on from Friday afternoon into next weekend. Here's that forecast for today. The freeze warning expires at 8 o'clock this morning. Sunny skies turning a touch milder and still slightly breezy. High temperature 59 degrees. Northwest to west wind at 8 to 17. Tonight clear with some frost possible in spots. Low temperature at 34. The wind's relatively light. Tomorrow increasing clouds and turning breezy. 40% chance of scattered showers in the later afternoon as temperatures climb up to about 64. Southwest wind between 12 and 25. Monday night, occasional showers likely, low at 47. Tuesday, variably cloudy. Chance of spotty showers early in the morning. Then another chance by late afternoon. High at 63. The outlook for Wednesday, mostly sunny. Cooler than normal, low 31, high 54. Thursday, partly cloudy, low 30, high of 60. Chance of rain coming in Friday afternoon. And Saturday, highs in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 33 degrees, and that's up from a morning low of 25. Yesterday's high was 39, and we had no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 1985 at 85. A record low 20 was set in 1956. Last year on this date, our high was 50, our low 37. Sunset today will be at 7:51. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:08. No precipitation. The barometer up to 30.19. And we have light winds out of the west. Again, it's a sunny 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News today, sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Joan Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JoanChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Joan Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago. Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin has more.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin are motivated by very different issues.
Aside from everybody agreeing that the inflation was important, once you got past that one, every other issue was either a Democratic issue or a Republican issue.
Franklin says Republicans in his latest poll are focused on immigration, while abortion spurs Democrats. Renewable energy projects are getting a boost with tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure law. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says there are more opportunities now than ever.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy too. By law, many new sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
The tax credits could help, since polling shows Americans are cautious about making big investments because of inflation. Learn about the climate change today at a presentation by Bob Lindmeyer, Senior Chief Meteorologist at WKOW-TV in Madison. The Richland chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby is hosting Solving the Climate Crisis this afternoon at 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bob Lindmeyer is a member of Citizens Climate Lobby, a nonprofit and nonpartisan organization focused on national policies to address climate change. He believes strongly in climate change education.
First of all, I'll talk about the science of climate change. I'll talk about how climate scientists are in overwhelming agreement that we're experiencing a warming climate, and it's because it's human caused by because of the burning of fossil fuels. So I'll go through that science. Then I'll look into the impacts of climate change. How is it impacting the world, but especially how is it impacting Richland County, Richland Center, and much of southern Wisconsin locally? What are the local impacts of climate change? But then I'm going to spend a significant amount of time on solutions too. What can we do to help mitigate future effects of climate change? And there's a lot that can be done. I'm optimistic about the future. But we'll get into that as well. So by the time we're done, and I'll have time for questions and answers, I think people will have a much better understanding of the impacts of climate change, why I'm so concerned about climate change, but again, that I'm optimistic because of the solutions that are out there.
Today's program is free, and all are encouraged to attend.
Anywhere from 8 years old to 88, I welcome everybody. And I think you're going to find it worth your while. I throw a lot of information out there. I got a slideshow presentation, and you're going to learn a lot in that hour that I'm there.
Solving the Climate Crisis with Bob Lindmeyer will begin at 1 this afternoon at the Richland Center Community Center. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Hugo M. Bach, Richland City businessman extraordinaire. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, Richland and Bios, sourced from the history of Crawford and Richland counties, illustrated in 1881. Hugo M. Bach, wholesale dealer in foreign and domestic liquors, established business at Richland City in the fall of 1869, where he was quite an extensive trader, amounting to upwards of $30,000 annually. That's right, a large sum, $30,000 a year in 1869. Imagine that. Of the stock sold, about two-thirds of it was shipped to his store in Richland City, and the balance, including principal, was cheaper grades of goods that were shipped to his customers directly from the distillers. He kept constantly on hand a large stock of the best class of liquors and handles a large amount of what was called the California wines. He also manufactures a very fine wine himself from the common wild grape of the area. So extensive is his trade that in this particular line of goods, the amount of manufactured goods depended on only the amount of supply of grapes. When the season was favorable, he obtained a sufficiency to make from 1,500 to 3,000 gallons annually. This wine, on account of its actual intrinsic worth and purity, is obtaining quite a reputation and is unquestionably a fine article. It compares favorably with even the best of those California products. Mr. Bach is making improvements in his business facilities as the growth of his trade demands. He has a fine residence erected in 1879 at the cost of $3,500. He's a lover of fine horses, has some excellent specimens. They are of the Hamilton breed, of which family he makes a specialty. He is a native of the city of New York. When a young man, he went to the city of New Orleans, where he was engaged as a bookkeeper. His experience in his present business began in the South. He had a charge for a time in a distillery at New Orleans and also at Mobile. His father was a tobacconist. The city of New York was his early life. Mr. Bach learned that business, but going south, he finally drifted into the liquor trade. Now, he and his wife, which were native to Mobile, Alabama, they have five children and reside in Richland City. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Civil War soldiers.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Sunday, April 21st. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died April 15th. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green on Monday from 9 until the time of Mass at 10. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain. Vincent Monty Slaypack, 78 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or a Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Vincent Monty Slaypack, 78 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brooklyn and Stephen Peterson had a daughter, Stevie Sharon Pauline. Megan and David Jones had a daughter, Ren L. And Kelsey Ward and Nick Miranda had a daughter, Maisie Jo.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Oh, we have a good amount of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, April 21st. Happy birthday to our wonderful grandson, Nash Berghammer, with love for Grandma and Grandpa Berghammer. Happy birthday, wishing a happy birthday to my special friend, Sue Keen, from K. Also, happy birthday to Sue Keen today from Sally Shannon. Happy birthday to Baron Clary, Mary Jacobson, Demi Vitesnik, Margot Roberts, Arlene Fruit and Michael Cook from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wish Holly Anderson and Riker Johnson a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Big happy birthday wishes today to Lucas Perkins from the Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Mike Cook, Jerry Gander, and Bernadette Maglish. Happy birthday to Jason Sutton from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday today to Arlene Fruit and Megan Sommer from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday as well today to Arlene Fruit and Jasmine Kopp from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy birthday wishes today go out to Arlene Fruit. Happy birthday from the Durst families. Happy birthday to Nick Durst today from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Sue Keen from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to Nick Durst from Uncle Butchie and Auntie M. Also, happy birthday today to Nash Berghammer from Holly, Levi, Daphne, and Mira. Happy birthday to Michael Cook from Marjorie, Bill, Melvern, Diane, Martavin, Chantel, and their families. Happy birthday to Arlene Fruit from Kevin, Jude, Joel, Kyle, Lauren, and Miss Lillian. Happy birthday to Robert Unger from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Nick Durst from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Allison Brown today from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. best wishes today on their birthday. Happy birthday to Caden Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Deborah Adams from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Have a super year. Happy birthday today to Rhea Brudos from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy birthday to Nash Burkhammer. Happy 14th, Nasher. Love Mom, Ben, Keegan, Farah, Nad, and Cannon. Happy birthday. Happy 94th birthday to Arlene Fruit from Rick, Jean, Laura, Cole, Alex, Madeline, Avaya, Cohen, William, CJ, and Bronwyn. Happy anniversary to Martin and Abby Krulatz and Robin and Kelly Wagner from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Al and Chris Marshall from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Kelly and Chris Frawley, Jesse and Tracy Goplin, and Matt and Juliet Schneider from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Also, happy anniversary to Mark and Joe Frawley from Grace, Jake, Max, and Blasey. Happy 45 years. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. A busy weekend for high school sports in the area. For high school softball in regular season action yesterday, it was Luther over Seneca, 7-5. Mineral Point defeated Lomira by a score of 7-3. It was Baraboo over Stoughton, 15-3. Also in softball action, Mount Horeb defeated Dodgeville, 13-4. It was Mineral Point 6, Waterloo 1. Tomahawk defeated Reedsburg, 12-7, while Onalaska scored an 8-4 win over Prairie du Chien. Monroe defeated Reedsburg in the Monroe tournament by a score of 12-4. Also, it was a Lancaster over Onalaska 9-2, while Platteville defeated Viroqua Youth Initiative 10-3, and Melrose Mindoro scored a 16-6 win over Royal. In high school baseball, it was Wisconsin Rapids edging out Toma 6-5, while Potosi Cassville defeated Platteville 10-7. Sauk Prairie scored a 10-3 win over Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Also, it was Pecatonica 8, Fenimore 1, and Iowa Grant defeated Kickapoo 11-2. When it came to the Wisconsin sports yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers routed the St. Louis Cardinals 12-5. Reese Hoskins homered, had 3 RBIs for the Brewers, whose 18 hits were the most in 3 years. Every Brewers starter had a hit, and 8 had multiple. The bottom 3 batters in the order were 6-for-12 with 4 RBIs. Right now, the Brewers have a 3-game winning streak going into today's game on the road against St. Louis with a 1:15 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. But that's not all. The Milwaukee Bucks begin their postseason and taking on the Pacers with their first game this evening, a 6 o'clock tip-off time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. John Sterling was honored during an on-field ceremony following his retirement as a New York Yankees broadcaster for 36 seasons. Sterling, who turns 86 on July 4th, was presented a jersey with number 5631, representing his total of regular and postseason games as the team's radio play-by-play voice. Clips of his most memorable calls were played, Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams, and Derek Jeter gave video tributes. Tino Martinez presented Sterling silver Yankees cufflinks, and broadcast partners Michael Kay and Susan Waldman had engraved silver microphone for him. Haley Swindle, Steinbrenner granddaughter of late Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, gave the jersey to Sterling, who was flanked by his family. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, Savior friend, and I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, pray.
They chose.